Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom chaverim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes, where we are celebrating our 20th anniversary.
Woo!
20 years of recording Messianic Minutes, hallelujah, in October. And, you know, Ted, over the years, we've been heard between our half-hour specials and this daily program, we've been heard on literally hundreds and hundreds of stations, some of which no longer carry us, because the radio business is kind of crazy. But we want to just say hello to our friends out in Los Angeles, California, listening to us on KTLW.
Yeah, hello, Los Angeles.
And parts north.
And, you know, we are so blessed for each Christian radio station that carries Messianic Minutes.
Yes, we'll be mentioning a bunch of them over a period of time. Hey, if you're one of the people listening to us on KTLW, especially if you're in the Los Angeles area or up into Lancaster, California, and that whole general area that's blanketed by KTLW, you know, we'd love to hear from you. And of many of you who've written to us over the years and said, boy, we just love your show. We just remind you that on our 20th anniversary, it'd be a great time to say thank you with a love gift. That's a tax-deductible love gift that you can send through our website, messianicminutes.com, or get our post office box address on the website.
Yeah, that's messianicminutes.com. And we really would love to hear from you during our 20th anniversary celebration.
That's right. Now, we are right now in the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Sukkot, but being Jewish as we are, we're still talking about Yom Kippur, which ended a few days ago. But that's because Yom Kippur is so powerful, friends, when you're going to see Jesus and learn about the blood like you've never heard it before, unless you've heard our programs before. So here's where we are. Ted, let's bring them up to speed. Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, among the things that were done, two goats were brought before the Lord. One was killed, its blood shed as a sin offering for the entire nation of Israel. The other goat was kept alive as the scapegoat. Now, the thing about the scapegoat is, you know, the name scapegoat tells us what it was to do. You know, Ted, you've been in jobs and had family and so forth that people say, they made me a scapegoat for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to be a parole officer, Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
So I used to get people who'd come in all the time and say, oh, I didn't do it. They said they made me the scapegoat for that. And sometimes it was true and sometimes it wasn't. But in the terms of Israel and the sins of the people, the scapegoat really was a scapegoat.
That's right. And if we're going to go to Leviticus 16, chapter 16, we're going to show you what happened in ancient days. Now, remember, we believe that God set up the feasts of Leviticus chapter 23, which commonly we call the Feasts of Israel, but God said they're his feasts, that God set up these feasts to point to Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and then he brought Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, to the earth to fulfill those feasts. That's what we believe here on Messianic Minutes. So we see in Leviticus chapter 16 that God told Aaron, the high priest of the nation of Israel, to take those two goats. And then if we go over to verse number 21.
God says to Aaron, Aaron shall lay both his hands on the head of the live goat and confess over it all the iniquities of the children of Israel and all their transgressions concerning all their sins, putting those on the head of the goat.
Now, I always like to imagine that it took quite some time for that to happen. Because
yes.
He took all the sins, transgressions, and iniquities.
You know, that might be at the Yom Kippur liturgy, at the Day of Atonement liturgy, we actually go through a litany of our sins. We actually recite the Alchet for the sin we have committed, and it goes on for three or four pages.
Mm-hmm.
Because as a community, we have really covered all of the sins.
Right. Now, this scapegoat is so important to Yom Kippur and understanding what Jewish people need to understand about Yom Kippur that they have just overlooked completely. More on that tomorrow. Meanwhile, happy anniversary.
To us, it's our 20th anniversary right here on Messianic Minutes. Get in touch with us, messianicminutes.com.
That's messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mishichenu.
The Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
Welcome to the home of the God of Jacob.